First Amendment and All American Station,
a division of Insane Broadcasting,
Renegade Radio.
This portion of the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper of Radio is brought to you by NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, a national organization established to fight for and preserve equality for every American, regardless of race.
You are listening to the War Radio Network, White Awareness Radio, the first and only radio station in the country that has the nerve and guts to stand up, not against the proud black community, but instead to stand up and speak up for the proud white community. War, WAR, White Awareness Radio, keeping the proud white community informed in this violent, turbulent, ever-changing world.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we like to have fun. But on a very serious note, you have probably noticed the very unorthodox way that we operate this radio station. We do things quite differently, probably unlike any other radio station in the universe. In the radio world, dead airspace is the worst thing that could ever happen. But here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we think sometimes that dead airspace and silence is good. No, great, especially when it gives us time to remember our loved ones who have passed on before us. Too often, we are too busy to take a moment out of our hectic day to remember our loved ones. KQQZ will now have a minute of dead airspace, a minute of silence, if you will. So please, take this time to remember the loved ones that we will never forget. It will certainly make your day a whole lot better. If you don't appreciate the minute of silence to honor our loved ones that have passed on before us, or if you're offended by the silence, then please tune to another station. And after you've tuned to another station because of our silence, don't come back. Because our radio family here at KQQZ really don't want you as a listener. Now, KQQZ's Minute of Silence. KQQZ 1190 AM sincerely thanks you for your patience and decency. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show, is about to air. He's probably the NASA. nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper Show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper Show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
Nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 The bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. This Thursday morning, a great Thursday morning. Temperature's going to probably be in about the 60s. I think that's as far as we need to take the weather, because we've got more important things to talk about. I want to talk about the crime throughout the St. Louis region and the Illinois side. But before I do that, I'm going to go a little bit off kilter, and it's going to piss some people off. But see, I don't really give a damn. I'm going to do what I think's right to do. I'm going to do what I think needs to be done. And if people don't want to hear it, either don't listen or listen and call me up and cuss me out if you'd like. But I've been reading the last month or two or three. You notice on both sides of the river, all these newspapers, TV and radio and the newspapers, when there's an ad, I don't care if it's for a car, I don't care if it's for some kind of cream, I don't care if it's for soda, I don't care what the hell it's for, there's always, always at least one black person in the makeup. Always, always, always at least one black person in the makeup. And I see nothing wrong with that if they were 50, 60, 70% of the population in this great United States, but it's not. It's about 15, 16%. But I don't care where you go. I don't care what station. I mean, there's a zillion stations, but there's always, and a lot of times, and it's getting worse, it's a black guy and a white woman married, living together, laying in a bed, talking about how the bed is or how the sheets are, or they're in the kitchen cooking, and it's a black man and a white woman with a mixed child. I mean, it's time after time after time, and if you people don't believe it, start keeping a little bit better eye on the TV commercials, because you're going to see exactly what I'm talking about. Now, give it a week or two, and then you'll tell your friends, that crazy-ass Romantic, he's a no-good, rotten son of a bitch, but he's right. I mean, you see more and more and more blacks in all these ads. And being 15-16% of this great country, I think they deserve a little play, but I don't think they deserve major play, but they're getting it. Before we keep going, let's take some calls. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob, I think that Trump's turned into Bernie Sanders here, these bailouts. They're talking about spending another $2 trillion. This is going to cause a massive inflation, and I think this is all planned by Communist China and the corrupt Democrats to take out Trump. You get rid, they can afford to lose their people because they got so many. They get rid of people they don't want to take care of. You take Trump out, you make America come go in debt. And another thing, too, there's one channel, on these local channels here in St. Louis, and said, we're going to give the zip codes of where all the virus, the kind of coronavirus is at. All of a sudden, it got real quiet. I'll tell you why, in my opinion. I think it's because mostly it's in black areas, and all of a sudden they realize it and they're hushing it up. You know? But Trump, I can't believe the spin is going on. These people think they're going to get a, I shouldn't be getting a check. You should only get a check to people that lost their jobs. And a lot of, but everybody's getting checked. Just that counts. The more there is to save, the more money. The more money going around, that's what they're buying. We're going for a great price. And I give them one rent.
Jim, your telephone's going bad on me somehow. Yeah. Okay, well, Jim, thanks. We can't hardly hear you. Thanks for the call, and I do somewhat agree with you, but here's the major problem that none of us are, I guess, really concerned about. When all this crap goes on, if nobody says anything, it just keeps going and going and going. Now, I know we're Prinzler. I'm sorry, we're not Prinzler, the Republican governor in Missouri, Mike Parson. He's not ordering a stay-home ban like Illinois has. He's letting it go. He's letting these people stay out in the street. He's not saying, hey, everybody's got to be inside. And I don't know about Parsons. I know he was a sheriff in a small county down in southern Missouri. And I know he was a lieutenant governor for Greitens until Greitens gotten all that crap and was pushed out. But these people better say something if they think something's wrong. Don't keep your mouth shut. You don't have to go crazy. You don't have to get on television every day and talk about it. But everybody deserves a right to speak their piece, don't you think? Let's go ahead with Barry. Go ahead, Barry. You're on the dark side.
Morning, Bob. I'm a proud white man.
Well, that's good. What's going on in your world, buddy?
I just want to tell you there's a word for what you began your talk about this morning, and it's called social engineering. And we're being subjected to the same thing as blacks on commercials and mixed couples and marriages and homosexuals and transgender. We're being subjected to that every day, and that's what the word is, social engineering. That's what it is.
You know what, Barry, I think you're probably right, but the problem with me is we can have some social engineering, but we don't need to be 15% of this country being black and giving them 50, 60, 70% of all the advertising on TV where they're all together, a black man, a white woman, and sometimes it's a black woman and a white man, but not very often. And it just appears to me that for some reason they want to push that black. I don't know why they want to continue to push just black. It's like they don't give a damn about the white community. What's your take, Barry?
I agree. The 15% of the population, they're not buying 80% of the goods that's being advertised out here by these blacks and all these other commercials. That's a problem. It's you know, whoever's buying these products ought to be the ones who are being dealt with on commercials.
You know what, I agree, and that is a major problem. I hear people all the time, and they're not racist, but they are proud white people, Do you see that ad? Do you see this ad? It's a white man and a black woman, or a white woman and a black man. They never, and there's always a mixed kid in the group. And it's amazing, and a lot of times anymore, you'll see advertising where it's all black. Where it's all black, they'll go through the whole commercial, and there may be two together that are all black. And apparently, it's not the politician's fault on that, but it's the people in Hollywood's fault. And they want everybody to know that they're going to do what they want, when they want. And I guess if you don't like it, don't listen to it. But there's only so many good things to listen to. So I think a lot of times these people, both proud white and proud black, they have to fight through the commercials. Because if they don't fight through the commercials, they have to turn the TV station off and go to another one. And it's a shame. It's a shame that it has to be that way. But Barry, I'm going to give you final word.
Well, the thing of it is, all the new TV shows, it seems like, maybe 90% of them are black, or they star black people. You know, I for one, I'm getting really tired of it. I grew up in East St. Louis. I went to the same school you did back at about the same time. And, you know, I just about had it with it. I grew up with people. I know good people and I know bad people. But, you know, we're just being subjected to it way too much. Yeah. I've had enough.
Well, Barry, thank you very much for the call. And I agree. I think the white people have probably had too much. And I think the proud black people go right along with us. They don't want to see a constant measure of just all black, all black. Now, the niggers do. The niggers do. The crackers, the hunkies, the white ignorant bastards, they do. Because that's the way they've tried to play the game their whole life. And I don't think it's going to work at the end of the day. I think what's going to happen, they're going to be pushed and pushed and pushed until they can't be pushed anymore. Go ahead, Sharon. You're on the dark side.
Hello. I just wanted to ask, where are the blacks when it comes to the ad about Brain Boost, about all the white children, seemingly all just the white children have mental problems? And also, where were the black people when they had Jeopardy on and they had those tournament finales and they were against this James Holthauser? I thought he was a genius myself, but that's my opinion. But anyway, where were all the blacks? I did not remember seeing any black contestants competing against James Holthauser.
Yeah, you know, I didn't follow that show very often. Did not see it often at all. But I agree with you. But Sharon, what they're trying to do, and again, I've emphasized it, and they continue to do it. They're going to push the blacks out there. They don't give a damn if these blacks are qualified. They just want a black family. And if you watch a lot of these shows, it's always black against white. You can get your pen and pencil and you can watch the show and you'll always see a black family and a white family. And if the white family wins, you'll see another black family. Now, if the black family wins, you'll see another white family. Now, I guess they think that's doing what's right socially. But again, when the white population is 60-some-odd percent and the black population is 14-15%, I think people are crazy to try to shove it down everybody's throat that, hey, here's what we got to do. We got to take good care of the blacks. Well, let's take good care of everybody. Let's give everybody their fair share. But when you're 15% of the population in this great United States and you're black, don't expect 50, 60, 70% of the advertising, because it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen in the real world. Now, I don't know. I don't know about the St. Louis market. I do see on the website for Fox News, that's national news, that the 30 worst cities in the United States with the worst reputation. Now this is not local news. This is federal news. And right underneath that, to read it, it's got in parentheses, St. Louis is arguably the worst city in the country. Now that's from national news, and that's today in national news. Nobody gives a damn about it. Nobody gives a damn less about it. They've known for how many years They've known for how many years that St. Louis was a bad city. They talk about it one day, and then they let it go. If it has something to do with not the black community, but the niggers who want to get out of here and protest everything, that would go on and on and on. But they're not going to let this crap go. Sharon, I'll give you the last word.
Well, I just wondered why on that Brain Boost ad, I mean, they got the white children on there, and you never see any black couples on there with their children. Uh-huh. Like, maybe they don't ever have any problems, and I don't think that's right. Shouldn't they have equal treatment on that, something like that?
You know? Sharon, thank you for the call, and I do. Yes, I agree with you. There should be equal treatment, but I don't know why. I don't know why. All these corporations that dole out all this money for all this advertising, they're not fair to everybody. You know, sometimes you'll hear them, and it'll be they're all for the blacks. And other times, and it's getting less and less and less, but other times they won't have any blacks anywhere around. But all in all, if you follow the ads on all these TV stations and all these radio stations, you're going to find out. You're going to find out that they're pushing, pushing, pushing. Anytime now there's a new show on, a weekly show, guess what? If it's black and white, and it will be, the blacks are always the good guy, and the whites are always the bad guy. I don't, for the life of me, understand that, but that's the way they want to push it. That's the way they want people to start talking, and it's going to come to that. It's going to come to that where there's going to be 40-50% of this country black, and they're going to be involved in 50-70% of all the advertising. And when it comes to that, I don't even know if white people are going to get excited. I think white people are just going to let it go because, hey, that's the way it is, that's the way it's going to be. And I still say, and I mean it, and I'll bet on it, I'll still say in 25-30 years, this whole country will be a socialistic country. Not a communistic country, but a socialistic country. And I don't think the whites or the blacks at that point will give a damn, because our millennials, they'll be coming up in their 40s and 50s. They'll be having children. The children will care less than they do, and you can just see it coming. For people to say, oh no, that'll never happen, you're seeing it happen right now. You're seeing it with Cortez and these other three congressional ladies, and it's going to come. And Cortez has one vote out of 435, but I guarantee you, come next election, you're going to see her, right out on Front Street, and she's going to be in charge. She's going to be in charge, and she's going to be the vast minority. But see, they won't care. They won't care. They'll go along with the program because they don't want to stir up any crap. They want to keep the crap down, so they'll say to her, hey, we'll let you have this one, we'll let you have that one, but that's all you're getting. But guess what? She'll get something else, then something else, then something else, and it'll never go by the wayside. And that's when you're going to see, and again, it's going to take 20, 25, 30 years, but that's when you're going to see that they're going to take over. Nobody's going to be able to say anything about it. They're just going to let it go. And that's what's going to happen. I don't think we'll ever be a communistic country, but we'll sure become a socialistic country. And nobody's going to, I think people will probably want that. I think people will probably want that down the road. And you hate like hell to see it coming. But I guarantee you it's coming. And it's coming sooner than later. And when it gets here, number one, It's not going to be pretty. Not going to be pretty. But number two, it is going to happen. Now people will say, oh, that no good son of a bitch, he doesn't know what he's talking about. And a lot of times, maybe I don't. But I do about this, and I think all you good people all throughout this country, men, women, black, white, Democrats and Republicans, you can see it coming. And that's the only reason. I don't think Trump's the best candidate to be president of the United States. I don't think he's the best by any means. But I think he's the best as to what we have to work with in the 2020 election. And I honestly think if he gets reelected, that he will do a decent job. I don't think he'll do a perfect job, but I think he'll do a decent job. And I just hope the people gather around him and say, hey, listen, Trump, you're the best we got for right now, so we're going to take you and we're going to run with it. And we're going to hope that everything works out for the best. I see where Pritzker, he's calling on Trump to open a special enrollment period for Affordable Care Act in response to the COVID-19 virus. You know what? He's amazing. He says in his daily briefing on coronavirus, Pritzker said people across the country need to have access to health care during the pandemic. It says in the briefing, there's 986 new cases and 42 additional deaths, bringing the state total to 6,980 cases, and the death total has risen as of yesterday to 141. Now, it's amazing because, see, Pritzker, all these Democrats, they can say anything they want. They can make it all look bad for Trump, and that's what they're trying to do. But at the end of the day, it's not just Trump's fault. It's actually nobody's fault. It's what's happened. We have to run with it. Somebody wants to run with it. Some people don't want to run with it, so we're having a fight just on that alone. Go ahead, Jimmy. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob, nice to talk to you always, and good luck with the new program when you get it.
Well, thank you.
And I think what people need to understand the origins of communism, Marxism, and socialism, and Zionism. They were all invented at the same time, and it's all an attack on white Christian culture. When they got power and took over Russia, they outlawed Christianity and outlawed criticism of Judaism, and punishable by death, and killed, 30 to 60 million people. And there's 1,300 movies about the Second World War, not one about that. No museums, but nobody seems to want to talk about it. But that was all Jewish. And same thing with the media that's controlling who's on the radio, on the commercials. It's an attack on white Christian culture, and that's what I read about, I've learned about, and I don't look at it as being anything like anti-Semitism or anything like that. It's just what the history is.
Jimmy, I agree with you. It's just the way it is, and you have to take it for what it's worth, don't you think?
Yeah, it's pretty scary when you think that, people were capable of doing all of that kind of stuff. And it just doesn't put anything past me, of what capable. I wouldn't even doubt it if this was a biological weapon put out there, to make as many people sick. I mean, China's already trying to take over more stuff than they did before,
Yeah. Well, I don't know, Jimmy. Thanks for the call. We're about up against the break. But, they want to make it as bad as they can make it. They want to throw everything out there and want to make it as bad as they can make it. Of course, when the time comes, they've got their places at home that they'll be safe. They've got food. They've got everything they need. But these people always want to stir up crap. And they're like the niggers. They're like the niggers and the crackers and the hunkies. It don't take a whole hell of a lot to stir up crap. And once you've got that crap stirred up, it takes a whole hell of a lot to get it stopped. And I think these politicians, they know that. They know that from day one, that if they want to stay on top of it, if they want to be on top of it, they're going to have to put all their thoughts out there, all their ideas out there, and they're always going to have to be the best. They're always going to have to be the best. And with this coronavirus and with these Democrats, it's still, at the end of the day, it's all Trump's fault. President Trump did this. President Trump did that. President Trump did this. He's done everything to make it his fault, no matter if it's his fault or not. And he's made some mistakes. Nobody's perfect, especially in the medical field in this great United States, because different people have different ideas, and that's not a bad thing. But at the end of the day, it's all about, well, Trump shouldn't have done this, Trump shouldn't have done that, let's impeach Trump. These bastard Democrats, they knew that he was never going to be impeached by the Senate, but they just went along with it, to get whatever press they could get, because I know they didn't think they were going to win on it, but I guess maybe they thought they could get some mileage, but I think that in itself has hurt him. I think Trump's up to about 58 or 60% approval rating. And if it keeps going like that, I think Biden ought to just stay at home and watch whatever TV shows he watches, because he hasn't come up with one good or one real idea. Now, he's come up with ideas that other people have brought out, and then he runs with them, but his problem is he only gets about half of it correct, then he forgets the rest, then he has to move on to something else, and then he gets about half of that, then he has to rest, then he has to move on to something else. And I think if people are smart, they'll take him up on it, and they'll call in, and they'll send letters, and they'll say, Biden, what the hell have you done? What the hell have you done trying to make this country look worse than it is? What have you done trying to put Trump at the blame of all this, you and Pelosi and Schumer and the rest of those ignorant bastards? And if there were Republicans in there and the Republicans were doing the same thing, I'd be all over their ass. But I don't think I'm the only one over these bastards' asses. I think there's a lot of people in this great country, and I think they're all getting a little excited about what's happening. And I think at the end of the day, they will listen to Trump. They will listen to Biden. And they'll vote accordingly. And I honestly think that Trump's in for a major victory because, as I said just a little bit earlier, Trump is not perfect by far, but he is by far the lesser of all the evils. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
When the party was nice, the party was bumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a poor white shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome back to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek, the craziest, no goodest, rottenest son of a bitch you'll ever want to hear on the radio. You know, I had somebody call earlier and ask about how are we still on the air. Well, now the FCC says get off the air. The FCC apparently sent out all kind of different information about we're supposed to have hearings and supposed to have this. We've got none of that. We've got none of that. And so I don't know who up there in Washington's playing games, but we're still on the air and we're going to file some kind of order to get back into the hearing mode. And the biggest thing is, and I've told them several times, that you can be a convicted felon and still have a radio license in your name. You just have to do some filing. They don't remember that. The FCC, it's amazing that they wouldn't remember that, but yes, you can be a felon and still get an FCC license. But see, they want to forget about that because, see, it's not beneficial to them. So we're going to play it out and see exactly where it's going. Lines are always open. We are America's voice of freedom, definitely the Patriot. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. I have to go here, and I really don't want to, but front page top fold in one of these Slimocrat newspapers. Big bold letters. Doctor at Breeze Hospital tests positive for coronavirus. Says a doctor at St. Joseph Hospital in Breeze tested positive for coronavirus. They want to talk all about one person tested positive. What about everybody else? I don't see front page on everybody else that's tested positive for the coronavirus, but it's amazing. It's amazing how they can take one article, and it's not a good article, but it's not a bad article. How many people do we know that have got that coronavirus throughout Illinois and Missouri? They got over it, and everything's fine. But these politicians, they don't want it to be fine. They want to talk all the crap. They want to make everybody look bad. They want to keep this stuff going forever and ever and ever. And that's not what's supposed to happen. And that's not what's going to happen. It's something that we have to fight through, that we'll play it out, and it'll make it the best we can make it. We can only do with what we can do. But some of these medical people, and it's a shame when you talk to them, it's a shame because some of them have totally different aspects of what's going on. One scientist, one doctor, oh, it's going to be okay in 2 or 3, 4 weeks. Another doctor, another scientist, it's going to take 3 or 4 or 5 months. It's amazing how they can sit there and believe and talk all the crap they want to talk. But at the end of the day, nobody really knows how long it's going to be. Nobody really knows what's going to happen until it happens.
And it says in the paper that Trump's resisting calls for a national shutdown. Now, I really don't think he is. I think he's being forced or pressured by some of the political people, some of the doctors. And it's amazing. It's amazing how you can either take one side or the other. But I'm to the point, and I've researched enough, that I think it's just about serious enough to call for a national shutdown. And some of the politicians agree with him. Some of the politicians don't. But at the end of the day, it's going to be his decision. It's going to be his decision as to what's going on with it. It's going to have to be his decision of how it's going to be worked out. And I know that's a decision that's going to be hard to do at the end of the day. But if it gets worse instead of better, what's Trump to do? He's to do what's best for this country. And it says that up here in northern Illinois, parks and trails closed to enforce social distancing. They want to stop everybody from coming into the parks because they don't want to see anybody come up with this coronavirus. But it's going to happen. It's going to continue to happen. And I don't know at the end of the day if they're going to blame Trump, if they're going to blame the governor of New York. I don't know who they're going to blame when it's all said and done, but you know they're going to blame somebody. It's going to be somebody's fault. It always, always, always happens that way. They don't let it run its course, because if they let it run its course, there wouldn't probably be anybody to blame, except that's the way the system works. I mean, there's all kind of viruses going on. Nobody says anything about them. I don't understand. Well, I do somewhat understand why this has got peeked through the clouds, because they wanted to come after Trump. At the end of the day, that's what they wanted to do. They want to come after Trump. And I believe at the end of the day on this, that's what they'll still do. When it's all said and done and everything's worked out, come November, it's going to be President Trump screwed this up. President Trump screwed that up. And I don't know how they can say it and get away with it, but they're going to say it. I don't think they're going to get away with it, but they are going to say that for some reason, it was Trump's fault, and they're going to run with it. It's amazing, too. It says it's a scary thought to think we might have to spend $500 just for a medical appointment. They're talking about charging people to set up a medical appointment in some areas in this great United States. And I don't think it's going to get any better before it gets worse. It's going to get worse. And they're going to finish it out at some point in time. It's not going to be the end of April, and I think everybody knows that. It may be July, August, September, but as this goes on and on and on, you're going to find that the politicians are going to get more involved and more involved, and it's going to be Trump's fault. It's going to be Pence's fault. It's going to be everybody associated with the White House. It's going to be their fault when it's all said and done. You'll see Pelosi. You'll see Schumer. You'll see all these rotten bastards. At the end of the day, no matter what happens, it happened worse, and it couldn't have been stopped if it hadn't been for Trump, for Pence, for all the Republicans that are holding office now in Washington and all throughout this great country. But it's amazing. They're going to take the heat. They're going to continue to take the heat. And I think Trump, at the end of the day, will survive all this bullcrap, because he knows what's going on. He knows there's going to be a problem. And what's he going to do about it at the end of the day? I think he's going to try. I think he's going to try to stop the fight through it. I like it where he says more governors are ordering sharply limit the movements of the people. And I know people are pissed about it, but at some point in time, you have to take a decision and you have to run with it. And I think that's what Trump's done. I honestly think there's some Democrats that are trying to do right. And it's amazing that would happen. That would happen in a situation like we're in today, but it does and it will. And you're going to see people, when it's all taken care of, everybody's going to have somebody else. You can put it in your book and bring it out after it's all over. You're going to have everybody blaming somebody else. Of course, it's going to be on a political setting. The Democrats are going to blame the Republicans. The Republicans are going to blame the Democrats. But it's going to play out. It's going to play out, and it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt because every virus, every situation to do with medical people and medical problems, there's always a little bit of bad. There's always a lot of good, but that'll be the problem. The people won't remember all the good. They won't remember the 90% that was good, that people come out, the doctors, nurses, first responders, ambulance drivers, police, fire, they all come out and do what's best for the people. You'll find 10% that's going to be bad, because it is going to be bad at 10%. And they're going to take that 10% and they're going to run with it and run with it and run with it. And at the end of the day, that 10% will end up being 90%. That 10% will be the 90%. And that'll be the reason they'll tell you that this is going on and this person died and that person died. And that won't be the reason, but they're going to run with it. And I honestly think, again, and you can put it in your pipe and smoke it come the first Tuesday in November, you're going to see where they're going to be fighting and fighting and fighting, because no matter how bad all this crap is, at the end of the day, it's going to be about politics, and they're going to fight it and fight it and fight it, and it's not going to do anybody any good. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew each side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom. As always, welcome back to the last couple of minutes. Sorry for all the other people that I couldn't get your calls because I had to get some of my words in. You guys can call tomorrow. We can call tomorrow on a Friday and go crazy. I don't give a damn. I just want to get my thoughts out. I'm one of the few people to get their thoughts out. People always say, I'd like to say this or that. Well, call and say it. Don't be afraid to call. If it's something we disagree with, we'll disagree with it and then we'll move on. I guess tomorrow may be a good day if we can get enough people to call that have something that's serious enough to say. But until then, we're going to have to continue to fight these asswipe, no count, good for nothing, political, parasitical, perverted punks that we call politicians. It's hard fighting these son of a bitches because they'll come out of the they're like roaches. They'll come out of the woodwork here and there and everywhere else. And you just have to work around them, because if you don't work around them, they'll work through us. So we have to continue. Men, women, Democrats, Republicans, black and white, we all have to come together and we have to continue to unite to expose all the crap that's going on. And it's amazing that there's enough Democrats as well as Republicans, enough whites as well as blacks, enough men as women to have a fight amongst us. It's amazing when we're supposed to be the home of the free, the land of the brave, and at the end of the day, we fight each other. We fight each other more than we fight our real enemies. And I guess that's been going on for quite some time, and it'll continue to go on until we come together and let this bull crap bickering and fighting just get out of the way and move on to more important things. Now hopefully that'll be done sooner than later, but let's don't bet on it, because you never know at the end of today, at the end of tomorrow, what's going to happen, what one of these politicians, both Democrats and Republicans, will come up with to try to pull our country further apart. But in the meantime, as always, let's continue to unite to expose these asswipe, bastard, political, parasitical, perverted, and I do mean perverted, punks that they call politicians, and expose them for what they are, no good, rotten bastards. We can do that. We've started it. It's been going on. I think we're making good grounds. This coronavirus held us up a little bit, but don't let that stop us. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to say things maybe we shouldn't say, but let's just get around it, because we have to unite to expose these asswipe, political, parasitical, perverted punks that we call politicians. And at the end of the day, you know what we have to do them. We have to destroy them before they continue to try to destroy us. Never, never any violence. Have to destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romantic, the Grim Rapper of Radio, with
Texas' brand new single, Nigga Nation. The Grim Rapper of Radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigga nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigga nation. All the nigga think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigga this and nigga that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigga nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the break. Nigga. And I don't mean Negro. Nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch!
This is Bob Romani, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.